You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Sitting by the window, Winston Longs, raining down, clipping curves like you always do. I know it's you by the sun.
This is Stuart Moxham of The Gist, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
El patrocinio de WGXC es proporcionado en parte del Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Columbia, presentado el Latinx Día de Familia en Return Brewing en Hudson de 1 a 7 p.m. el domingo 7 de septiembre. El evento contará con actuaciones de Alejandra Mariachi, clases de baile y actuaciones de Afro-Andean Funk, un payaso, pintura facial y comida mexicana de Tequila Sunrise. Para más información, visita sanctuarycolumbiacounty.org/LatinxFestival.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Mary Pat Shea of Burr Ridge, Illinois. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can...
Praise the Lord.
Yes, beloved, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the grace. Yet another day with Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, beloved, we are here to praise the Lord, to lift his name on high, to give him glory in the earth, to let him know that we love him so. Amen. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I am here with the news that there's a bright side to everything. There's a bright side somewhere right here, right now with me on WGXC, WGXC Acre, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org online. Yes, beloved, there is a bright side, and we say what? Don't quit in the dip. This is our final broadcast for August in 2025. Isn't that something? The summer months have come and almost gone. The last full month of summer ends today. We've got some more summer days ahead, and pray with me, we get some Indian summer in here too. All right? But we're glad that God brought us safely through the months of June, July, and August. And here we are at the brink of September. Thank God. Amen. Some people in the world have already passed over into September. Isn't that something? Well, we're thanking God for how he's blessed and kept us. And so I say, let everything that is yet with breath praise the Lord. It was so nice. I played it twice, two different renditions of Florida A&M Choir and Mr. Ron Cannoli. We got more music like that coming for you. We have in our lineup this morning, Brand New by Bay Turner featuring Terry Ann, Gospel Song by Brett Walker, In the House by Crowder, Everything is Going to Be All Right by Ryan Ellis, Ride On King Jesus by Truth Chapel, I Need Your Glory, Hallelujah, and God Has Smiled on Me, Mary, Mary. After that, beloved, I will come back with my spiritual social commentary. I got some things to say. Hallelujah. Inspired by the Spirit and the Word of God, the Word of life, the Word of truth. And so I hope you just stay on in here with me. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here because this is the bright side. And we're going to come back and talk about that. All right. So listen and be blessed because it's brand new. Yes, beloved, brand new. This is for you.
Thinking about a new thing. I ain't rolling with the same old mistakes. Since you got me out of my own way, I've been walking at a whole different pace. Wherever I've been hiding, your love will come and find me. Cause all I needed was right here the whole time. You give me a new
transformation brought me to a different place. See that smile upon my face, the devil tried to wipe away, but I'm still standing. Yeah.
will set you free if you wanna be.
You just gotta believe that he'll set you free if you wanna be.
sweet home here in the house of the Lord.
Ooh.
that great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well. Nobody can hinder me. Hallelujah. Can you say that with me? Nobody can hinder me. Praise be to God. And that great getting up morning, we're going to get on up. Praise be to God. Rise in the paradise of our Christ. Yes, yes, yes. I'm with it. This is Pastor Kim. You're listening to WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson Castle, and Acra and beyond. Oh my gosh, beyond. And then WGXC.org, beyond there. How about that? Online all the time. And you can always find The Bright Side on the archive at WGXC.org. If you want to donate, you want to be a sponsor, a contributor, a donor, a partner, go to the website, WGXC.org/donate. And yeah, we're there and ready to receive. All right. We got the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we have our spiritual social commentary for today. So don't go nowhere, okay? Stay right here. I'll be back with that. Right now, we got a couple more songs for you. I Need Your Glory and God Has Smiled on Me. After that, I'll come back, all right? God bless and be blessed with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
I need to glow. I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I less of me,
less of me, and more of you is what I need.
Show me
your power.
Less of me and more,
less of
you,
me and more of you,
what
is
I need.
What
yeah.
I need.
So many rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I
want your glory.
And I want your glory.
Less of me.
Worshiper out there that'll join me. Come on, let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him. Oh, I am. Lift your voice and say, I need.
picked up a paper. I read about tragedy. I stopped and I realized that it could have been me. Oh, oh, that could have been my mother, or maybe even my big brother. But you kept them just like you kept me. I wanna tell you that.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, beloveds, we love you. We love you. We love you. And guess what? God loves you more. God loves you best. God loves you better than all the rest. So I always encourage everyone to remember that and stay blessed. Stay in the blessings. Stay in the blessings of the Lord. You know, it is possible for two things to be true at the same time. You know, have you ever had sweet and sour soup? Yes, beloved, it is possible for two things to be true at the same time. And so it is possible to know that God is smiling on us, even as we know that there are others who are going through. Those two things can be true. And I thank God. I thank God that there are no bombs bursting in our air. There are no bullets flying over our heads, and there are no troops or tanks marching in our streets. I thank God, because I know it's not true for everyone everywhere, and we are very blessed, and God continues to smile upon us. America has a lot of stuff going on, and by the goodness and the grace of God, we have been spared some things, all right? Amen. So, yes, I thank you, God, that you are shedding grace upon us. We need your grace and your mercy. Beloved, I want to talk to you for a few minutes. You know, back to school, students conquering hatred, overcoming oppression, and learning. All right, back to school. Make it cool again. We know that in this last week, there was another school shooting in Minnesota. Two children lost their lives. More than a dozen were injured. And I don't know if any others have succumbed to their injuries at this point. I pray and hope not. But there are injuries that are in the soul because of these traumas. There are injuries that are being opened and wounds that are being opened every time this happens. Beloved, I don't know if you are aware that in 1999, there's a gentleman named Michael Moore who produced a documentary after one of our major school shootings, or the biggest school shooting at that point, at a Columbine high school. He titled it Bowling for Columbine because the young people who perpetrated it had gone bowling before. So, amen. I looked it up and I found that the Washington Post reports that there have been 417 school shootings since Columbine. And that was as of September 2024. In March 25, it gave a total of 428, so 11 more school shootings, almost one a month. Security organizations say that 370,000 students have been exposed to gun violence in school. Another statistic is that 2,032 incidents of gun firearms being brandished or fired in schools. There have been 2,032 incidents, 1,143 with at least one victim. And these statistics are according to the K-12 school shooting database. I asked which country ranks second in the world for the number of school shootings, and the country that marks second in the world behind the United States is Mexico. And Mexico had eight incidents. We have had thousands. Mexico has had eight incidents, and that's the second country behind us. Beloved, we are living in a time of crisis in America in more ways than one. But it's a time when our children are no longer safe in the one place that should be a sanctuary, the classroom. Not even in a church school, a Christian education school, are children safe, praying on their knees. Ever since Columbine in 1999, there have been hundreds of school shootings of a mass nature, thousands of at least one person being injured. Every time it happens, we always say never again, and yet here we are again and again. Beloved, let me speak plainly. Our nation's refusal to curtail unfettered access to guns is not just a political issue. It is not just a policy debate. It is a spiritual and moral issue. In the book of Leviticus in 18 and 21, God warns his people, "You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Molech and so profane the name of your God." In Jeremiah 19 and verse 5, he condemns Israel, saying they have built high places of Baal to burn their children in the fire, something I did not command, nor did it enter my mind. We read these words and think, how terrible. How could anyone do such a thing? And some are quick to accuse women who make medical decisions of doing those things. But in essence, we can look around, and while we may not be laying our children on burning altars, we are allowing their blood to be spilled in classrooms, in playgrounds, in neighborhoods. Why? because as a nation, we have lifted up guns above the lives of children. And that, my friends, is nothing less than modern day child sacrifice. In God's eyes, children are of great value. God, hallelujah, exalts children. Amen. He says, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring, a reward from him. In Psalm 127 and verse 3, and Jesus himself said in Matthew 9 and 14, let the little children come to me. Don't hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Our children are not expendable. They are not collateral damage in a political debate. They are more than not statistics. They are more than statistics. They are not statistics. They are image bearers of God. They are treasures of heaven. And every time we fail to protect them, we betray the sacred trust God has placed in us. To protect guns more fiercely than we protect children is sin. It is idolatry. And scripture tells us that idols only lead to destruction. America has made an idol of the gun, and our children are paying the price. So what must we do? We must repent. Repentance begins with confession. We confess that we have allowed violence, fear, and profit to override compassion, justice, and mercy. We must act. We must pray with our voices, vote with our conscience, and demand that leaders place life above lobbyists. We must work in our communities to heal the culture of violence that surrounds us. In Micah 6 and 8, we are reminded, what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. Justice requires us to protect the innocent. Mercy requires us to value life over weapons. And humility requires us to lay down our idols and trust God to be our shields. Beloved, the blood of our children cries out from the ground just as Abel's did, and God hears. The question is, do we? It is time to choose life. In Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19, it declares, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. Let us choose life, beloved. Let us choose justice. Let us choose to protect our children. And let us never again allow the idols of our age to demand their sacrifice. Amen. Amen. He laid it out before us. He's laid it out before us. Amen. Hallelujah. We choose our children. We choose life. And Lord, we need you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, more than anything. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord Jesus. Amen. We worship and adore you. Praise be to God.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Come on, sing.
I lift my hands in total adoration to you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign. For you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloud days are gone.
I'm so grateful, Lord.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
In your arms, you are my shelter from the storm.
When all my
love like this before.
I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I worship and adore you, yes. Just want to tell
Yes, God, just want to tell you all about it. Tell you all about it. Amen, beloved. Well, listen, we are getting ready to send our babies back to school. All right, let us keep them prayerful and praying for them. You know, many years ago, my son, he was in middle school. He's a grown man with his family. His oldest is in his 20s. So, you know, this was a long time ago. But he was in middle school, and there was a fight outside the school, and he was in the crowd spectating along with some other kids, but he was tall for his age. And so one of the little girls whose brother was coming to pick her up, she was in the fight, and her brother went after my son in the crowd with a box cutter. And I had just begun to pastor. I was coming up here to pastor in Chatham, New York at the Payne Amy Church. And I would go home on Monday mornings and come back up on Friday evenings or Saturday mornings or whatever. And so, you know, my parents would look after my son over the weekends and whatnot. And so this was like a Monday, I guess. And I had just come in from Columbia County back into Queens. Found that my son had been attacked by a box cutter. And I said, Lord, how could you allow something like this to happen? My son, I'm up here pastoring. I'm up here, you know, doing what you've called me and asked me to do. How could you allow this to happen? And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, your son was the only child in the crowd that had prayer covering. Hallelujah. Somebody else would have been hurt. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Man, we got to keep our children prayed up, and we got to keep our children covered in prayer. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I prayed and bad things happened. And listen, prayer, bad things do happen. But prayer, praise be to God, puts a buffer between us and the wiles of the wicked one. Prayer, amen, allows us to get tuned into the spirit realm and to get warnings from on high. Prayer lets the adversary who roams this world seeking whom he can devour know, amen, that you can go this far and no further. Hallelujah. Maybe it is these children who were in prayer being sacrificed and martyred at the throne of this gun idol that will bring America to understand that we got a crisis, we have an issue, and we need to repent. We need to go to God and say we're sorry, and we need to bring our children up before God and say that we value them and that we will no longer sacrifice our children for the idol of gun and gun worship. And that's my opinion. Praise be to God. And I stand on the word of God. Listen, tomorrow is Labor Day. And so we thank God for those who have fought the fight that we could have good working hours, vacations, health care, life insurance. You know, all kinds of things came out of the labor movement. And as assaults are being made on all of the movements that have brought poor people and working people into better stations in life. We continue to stand against those onslaughts and to declare that we will win in this fight. Happy Labor Day to all who labor in our workforce, in our workplaces. The Hudson Family Reunion is coming up next weekend, and you can look at their website. I understand they're going to have a website coming on, or it might be up by now, a Hudson Family Reunion. You might check that out if you're in the vicinity. 3 days of events. And we are excited for that gospel service on Sunday at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. On 9-1-1 is a remembrance of 9-1-1. All right, 9-11. And so we are praying and remembering those who were lost of life, and those who mourn on that passing, those who were affected by all of the toxins that were released. We remember and we thank God for those who were responders, and many of them have been affected, and some are no longer with us. But we remember on 9-1-1. POW and MIA Recognition Day is also this month, I believe on the 19th, and we remember and pray for any of our POWs and also those missing in action, our heroes, beloved, our heroes, survivors, and those who thriving, and we pray for them. On the 20th of September, Overcomer Ministries International Church, I'm pastor and founder, we are celebrating 25 years serving our community in the kingdom of God. And we are grateful to God for keeping us these 25 years. And we're looking forward to those who are going to be joining us and celebrating. You can reach out for ticket information at www.omychurch.com. On Back to Church, Back to School Sunday is September 21st, and we will be celebrating that at the Greenport Town Park. Looking for folks who want to share and volunteer, and let us know. All right, Rosh Hashanah begins on Sunday, on sundown September 22nd. It's the beginning of the Jewish New Year. It's the first of their high holy days. It is the beginning of 10 days of penitence. And we pray for and with our brother and sisters of our Jewish tradition as they move through those high holy days later in this month, praying with and for them. We're praying, amen, on the 27th. We have a March for Jesus here in Columbia County. Our theme this year, make love great again. Make love great again. I'm out of time, so I have to give more information. But again, you can find us at www.omychurch.com, where you can find out how to get in contact with me, with Overcomer Ministries. Praying for you, beloved. Don't give up. Don't quit in the dim. God is yet here, and the sun is still there. There is a bright side somewhere, so you hang in there. All right, this is Pastor Kim. Love you much, but God loves you more. God bless you. Have a great Sunday.